Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm so excited to be with you today. Today is the day that your life could change. Hey, my life could change. All of our lives could change. And I'm hoping that day is the day for you. So I'm calling this show The Courage to Turn It All Around, right? You know, a lot of people struggling out there still. A lot of people going through challenges with their health still, with their businesses, with family members, sometimes with their own personal body. You know, I've been coaching for about 29 years now, life coach, business strategist. I've written about 7 books on the subject of turnaround. So today I'm going to talk to you about how to turn it around. And I hope you're at a place where you can really be present for this broadcast, because I believe that you're going to get a lot out of it, and you're going to be able to really probably do some deeper thinking maybe than you have, and really get clear with what it is that you really want in your life. So when I started coaching, I was pretty good. It was kind of a natural thing for me. But about a year into it, I was dead broke. And this was back in 1996, 97, maybe I think it was a little later, 1998. And I was sitting in my bed doing what I do best, which is I was meditating, and I got a phone call. And it was a friend of mine. His name is Eric Lofholm. And Eric said, "Hey, Tony Robbins is hiring." And I thought, well, that's good. I mean, why would he want to hire a brand new coach who had been in the business a year, who was broke and obviously didn't know how to charge for his services at that time. And Eric said, "No, you need to apply. They need you. And you have skill sets that will really help that organization." So he convinced me. So I did. And at the time I was pretty hungry. You know, I was like, wow, I gotta do something different here. So I remember I wrote a letter, and that letter was, I put it all out there, 100%, all, you know, my skills, my talents, my gifts, how I could contribute to that organization. And they tell me that I beat out 500 people with that letter and with my interviews to get that job. So why am I telling you that story? Because I'm telling that story, it was a pivotal time in my life where I had to shift. I had to step into my brilliance. I had to stop playing like I didn't have what it took and be able to put myself into a place where I had the opportunity to excel. Excuse me. So I'm wondering maybe if that's you today. Is there a place where you need to step into in your own life? Maybe it's in your business. Maybe it's in your relationships. Maybe it's with your health. But what is that place for you right now where if you wrote that letter to yourself, that letter stating how amazing you are and how you are going to take your life to the next level and you're going to help yourself to really become the best version of yourself? What if you wrote that letter to yourself and really read it and really applied it? I'm just wondering, just wondering, you know, would that make a difference for you? I got a feeling it would, because it's not about what happens to us. Everything that's coming in our life right now is really not happening to us. It's happening for us. We are all learning and growing and evolving. I'm learning, growing, and evolving. And you are too. So I'm just wondering what it is inside of you. I want to light that flame inside of you so that you take it to the next level. We'll talk more about that after this break.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, the courage to change everything, strategies and wisdom to transform your life one day at a time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Well, welcome back. Today I'm calling the show to, my mind just blanked. It happens now. So this is your host, Ken D. Foster, and the show today is called The Courage to Turn It Around. And sometimes that happens for me. Does it happen to you? You get ahead of your thinking and all of a sudden you like freeze. So how do we turn our lives around? Well, one of the first ways we do it is acknowledging what's not working. And that can be a number of things. But if you can acknowledge it, you can change it. So right now, just take a moment. What is it in your life that's not working? Let's just think about it. Scale of 1 to 10. Think about your business right now, your business life. Scale of 1 to 10. You know, is it a 1 or is it a 10? How about your home life? How's that working for you? 1 to 10. How about your relationships? 1 to 10. How about your health? How about your fitness? How about your social life, right? How about your life purpose? You want life, you know, you feel like you have a sense of yourself. You're moving into a sense of purpose. Just, you know, this isn't a thing you do with a lot of emotion around it. It's really dispassionate. You're just looking at your life, a snapshot. Hey, what's working? What's not working? You know, if you can do that on a consistent basis, you can change your life every single day. One of the things that I do every day is I do something called my daily introspection. And daily introspection for me is at the end of the day to ask what is working, what's not working, and what can I do to improve what's not working, right? What's working, what's not working, what can I do to improve what's working? If you were to do that every day, I wonder how your life would be different. I'll bet it'll be a lot different. So once you figure out what's not working, my advice to you is to create a new vision, right? Let's say you're in a relationship and that relationship isn't working. My guess would be, it probably isn't much of a guess because it's about 28 years experience with this, is that you are probably focusing on pretty much everything that's wrong about your partner. And what's wrong about you being in that relationship with your partner? What if you were to just for the next 7 days, go back to the excitement of when you met your partner? Go back to the things that you looked at that were just brilliant, amazing. You could hardly be away from your partner. You really wanted to take that partnership to the next level, that relationship, right? Just be with it. right? Be with that. Focus on, make a list of everything that that partner does right and catch him doing things right throughout the week and acknowledge that. Whether they say anything back to you or not, just acknowledge it. If you can do that, what I can assure you is going to happen is that things are going to start to get better with that relationship. Do you have the power to change things up in your life? Well, I can answer that. You do. But do you know that you do? Do you have the mindset that you can change up what's not working in your life? Do you really believe that? Do you have the willpower to do it? Do you have the won't power to do it? Are you ready to take it to the next level? That's all you really need. You need that willingness to do it. So my next thought for you would be this. If you really have the willingness to do it and you really want to change up things, just take a few minutes today, the next day, and get really clear with why you want to do that. Why you want that relationship to be better. Maybe that relationship you want it to be better because you want more peace and harmony in your life. You want it to be better because you have children involved. Maybe you want it to be better because your business would suffer if this partner left. But get really clear with what it is that you really want. And then the next step there is maybe you need to give up something. Maybe you need to give up being right. Maybe you need to give up being wrong. Maybe you need to give up some ways that you show up in that relationship. Think about it as what's one thing you could give up? And then if you do this, you know, it's just a challenge today. Just go ahead and journal about this every day. You know, what's working, what's not working, and what you're doing to improve it. You know what's going to happen is about 7 days from now, you're going to probably be coming back with comments and on the Facebook feed or on the YouTube feed and saying, Ken, you're a miracle worker. Things changed up for me. Amazing. The partnership shifted. And listen, some of you, it won't. It's some chronic issues, long-term issues, but a lot of you will, right? A lot of you, you're going to shift this. And when you do, your life's going to get better. So I hope you'll take me up on that. Now, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about some of the areas that will stop you from generating that success that you really want. We'll be right back.
Today, women in business are helping each other prosper like never before by overcoming stereotypes, networking together, and sharing essential resources. Since 1991, Women's Wisdom, the premier business networking organization for purpose-driven, soul-inspired entrepreneurs, has helped women grow their businesses and become the best version of themselves. Women's Wisdom hosts online events with celebrity speakers, best-selling authors, and business experts dedicated to helping you, the small business owner, expand your possibilities, build new relationships, and get the right referrals. Take your business to the next level and join Women's Wisdom at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening. until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, our show is called The Courage to Turn Things Around. And before I get back to the subject that we're talking about, I'd like to give a shout out to a new sponsor of mine. It's Vita Support MD. Vita Support MD was created by a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon. His name is Dr. John Schuback. And John saw a need in the marketplace to bring quality supplements to the marketplace to help individuals stay healthy, feel vibrant, take their health and their vitality to a new level. And he wasn't impressed with what was on the market when he started out. But what he found is the highest and best ingredients out there that that have delivery systems to, so that your body will absorb it. And if this is you, if you want the highest quality vitamins and supplements in the marketplace, I encourage you to check out Vita Support MD. Again, Vita Support MD. All right, I'd like to go back to our conversation today. And I by the way, I want to mention that I had a guest coming on today. His name is Paul Nadeau. And for whatever reason, I don't know yet, I'm sure Paul will let me know. A lot of times it's technical issues, but Paul was not able to join us today. So I'm just doing the show myself, which is awesome. I love doing these shows from time to time. So I love just connecting with you and having that real intimate conversation with you, which I'm having today. So what stops us from really taking our lives to the next level? Well, I will tell you that most of the time it's probably just the ego. And what, you know, the ego's there for one reason, really. Well, maybe for a few, but well, one of the primary reasons the ego's there is to help you to not kill yourself, right? The ego's fear, but you know, it's ego has a lot of fear in it, right? it's a warning system, right? Don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. And it can also be a prideful system if it's out of control. But when we learn to tame the ego, when we learn that there's three levels of consciousness, there's the conscious mind, subconscious mind, and superconscious mind. When we learn how to tap into the superconscious mind, the ego just melts. But, you know, how do you get into the superconscious mind? Well, I want to tell you this, and then I'm going to get back to what stops you for getting your dreams. When you tap into the superconscious mind, you have to slow down. You slow down, you have to, it's a paradox, right? You think, wow, it's super conscious mind. How do I tap into this wisdom of the ages that's just there? We all have it. We all can tap into it. The way you do it is you slow down. You slow down to succeed. You quiet your mind. You still your mind in meditation. You go into nature. You start to allow yourself to still the thinking for a while. And that's how we get into the superconscious mind. So if you're having challenges and things that'll hold you back, the biggest thing that's holding you back, in my estimation, is that you're not tapping into your inner wisdom on a consistent basis. You know, intuition is something that we all have. We call it gut instinct. We call it a hunch. But what it is intuition. And most people have undeveloped intuition. It's almost like a lottery tuning into their intuition, right? When they tune into it, because about half the time it doesn't work and the other half it does. They're very confused, right? I was that way. I remember I was driving with my wife, Judy, and we did this more than once. She'd say turn left, I'd say turn right. And she would ultimately, when I turned the direction I wanted to go, we'd hit traffic, we'd hit an accident. You know, just this kept happening over and over. I was finally like, you know, it makes no sense to turn the way that you been telling me to turn while we're driving. But it seems like the way I'm going, we keep hitting roadblocks. So I thought, I'm going to follow your example and I'm going to listen to you. And thank goodness I did. My wife, Judy, has had and has very well-developed intuition. And so she has things that she knows that before I know, before anybody else knows, she did, you know, for her, it's well-developed because she's probably because she's been meditating since she was 18 years old, right? So it's very well-developed. So you can develop this and you can start to tap into the superconscious mind will help you to get unstuck in every area of your life. So you can make lists of all the things that you think are stopping your success. Maybe it's your willpower. Maybe it's you don't have enough time in the day. Maybe you have kids. Maybe you have a wife that's or a husband that's not supportive of you. Maybe you have the weather to blame. I don't know what the excuses are, but I do know this, that when you slow down, you will succeed. You will tap into that inner genius that's in there. You know, I've thrown a couple commercials up there about my latest book called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. People are getting tremendous results. And the ones that are getting tremendous results are just following my lead. That's all. You know, I encourage people to meditate first, ask specific questions that you will trigger the subconscious mind and the superconscious mind to find those answers for you, and then allow yourself to take immediate action. You know, it's simple formulas. Why don't we all follow it? Well, because things get in our way. And also because the subconscious mind is running most people's programs, right? You think you're free, you're not free. I've been doing this work for many, 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 many years, now decades. And what I found is that in my own life, I still to this day have coaches and therapists and consultants working for me and with me, because I've learned that it's like an onion. We're peeling this little onion back, right? What's at the center, the core of the onion? It's our soul. It's our brilliance. It's our amazingness that is there. And as we allow ourselves to remember who we are, to remember the power and the passion and what's within us and not be afraid of it, we start to shine in greater and greater ways. We start to take our life to a completely new level. So I'm sharing with you this day because I believe that if you're hearing this, this message is for you. My show and my life, there's no coincidences about who shows up and when they show up. And I'll bet your life is a lot the same if you're paying attention. You know, some people show up to teach us what not to do. Some people show up to teach us our boundaries. Some people show up to teach us what to do and to guide us. And I'm the latter, right? I'm showing you a way right now where you can start to take your life to a completely new level. What does it take? It takes consistency and it takes discipline. Most people hate that word, discipline. All right, let me switch it up. It's a habit, right? Discipline is a habit. You form a new habit. So if you had the habit, I worked with a guy the other day that had the habit of vaping, right? And, you know, he didn't like that. He knew it wasn't aligned with who he was. You know, one of his highest values was freedom, right? A lot of us have that value, freedom. Gosh, the country was built on that value. We wanted, you know, freedom from tyranny, from the Brits. We wanted religious freedom. We want freedom to live where we want, go where we want, right? We wanted that in this country. So freedom is a big value in this country. But for this fella, you know, he had misaligned himself from that value. Because what happens with addiction, in the case of his addiction, vaping, is that he became a slave to the addiction, right? You get it? He's a slave. So if you have that going on in your life, if there's an area that you think that you need to change up, ask yourself, am I a slave or am I free? And if you're a slave, do you really want to be a slave? Wouldn't you do everything you possibly could to break, you know, break the chains of slavery so that you could get into freedom around whatever that issue is, I think you would. And here's how we do it. Pick up the phone or go to my website. Go to my website today. And on my website, you can get a free consultation with me. Go check it out. Go do it. You can sign up today. Let me help you to break those chains so that you no longer have those, you're no longer having that addiction in your life, right? There's no reason to have that. You can change and you can change today. Let me help you. And you can also on my website there at kendfoster.com, kendfoster.com. Wish I could put it up on the screen. Maybe I can. Kendfoster.com. You can also find my release exercise there that'll help you to start to take off. I call it the rust of the soul. So the rust, those old beliefs, those old ways of thinking, those resentments, those hurts, harms, traumas, dramas of the past, you can take them off so that you can start to shine in greater ways. That's also on my website. It's free. It's called the release process. All you do is sign up for my newsletter. And I give you that for free. It's developed over a 20-year period. People tell me it's like taking a dark pair of sunglasses off when you go through the exercise. Dark pair of sunglasses off, meaning you're seeing a lot, you know, you're seeing through a filter, right? And we take those dark pair of sunglasses off, everything gets brighter. So wouldn't you want that in your own life? I think most people would. So I hope you go to my website, kendfoster.com. Also, you know, another great tool to help you, of course, is my book. You can go to courage2change.us to get the book. I hope you'll check that out. And I hope you'll be in a place next week where we can further this conversation. I hope you'll also tell your family and friends and people that you love about this show. The show is here to inspire you to step into your courage. Remember, courage is an energy. It's a power. It's a focus within ourselves. So step into your courage, and if you do, what's going to happen is you are going to start to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible.